Welcome into the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles linebacker Connor Barwin, who's here for the offseason conditioning program, but you never really spend much time away. You're addicted to this stuff, aren't you?
Well, I live here in Philadelphia, yeah. So I spent the majority of the offseason here. I've seen you all winter.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah, it's good. It was a great winter. But yeah, I'm here all the time. So, and you know, I mean, some guys go back home to where they're from, but the facilities here are so good. I might as well train here than go anywhere else and train.
Is that a decision that you made during the year, Connor, or have you always been like that where you want to?
I've always done that. Mm-hmm. I did it in Houston. I did it. I'm going to do it, continue to do it in Philadelphia.
How do you like Philly?
I love Philly. Yeah. I mean, I think yeah, most people know
very,
that.
Very well documented.
Yeah.
But it's genuine. I mean, it's your, you know, you're doing the Flyers pump up video. You're doing the happy as we celebrate Earth Day this
week.
There you go. You know, I mean, that's a big one for everybody,
yeah.
For you included. I mean, but it is your kind of, it seems like you really ingrained yourself in the city. That's important to you, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I grew up appreciating communities and where you live. But beyond that, I think I really do just connect with the city of Philadelphia. And I've really enjoyed my first year here and look forward to being here for a while.
When you look back at last year, how'd you play? Do you go back? Are you one of those guys, you go back and watch every play from every game after the season's over and gain perspective?
You go back and watch some cut-ups that the coaches make for you. I watched every play during the season a couple times, so I didn't need to go after the season, do it all over again. And then we'll continue throughout the summer and training camp looking at last year's play again. So you don't need to overload, but as far as I played, you know, I thought I played solid throughout the year, but obviously there's a lot of area to improve. Like everybody, there's always somewhere you can get better.
How do you like the defense? So, I mean, as it stands now, there will be changes. I'm sure the draft will bring some young talent here. But as it stands now, when you look at the defense, what do you think?
Well, I'm happy with who we have. Obviously, I think we got a great group of guys. I think we enjoy being around each other. I think we work hard, and we've been here for 2 days just with the off season, and just, I mean, honestly, just watching the weights that guys are pushing on the first day is really something to be enthusiastic about. So I think guys are excited. There's a good culture. And obviously, I like the few guys that they brought in so far in free agency and look forward to see who we add in the draft in the next month.
What priorities do you have in the offseason, Connor? What physically, are there specific areas that you want to work on?
Well, you continue to try to get faster and stronger. And the one thing that's unique here in Philly with our strength staff is that usually a lot of people think the older you get, the slower you get. But actually, I'm 27. That's, you know, according to our sports scientists, that's the prime age for a football player. I feel like I can continue to get faster and stronger. So that's obviously the focus right now in the offseason.
I've always wondered, how does one get faster? Is it the technique that...
Well, it's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, we just ran today and did a whole bunch, you know, it's called a high intensity day, and a lot of fundamental stuff and then a lot of explosive stuff. And I honestly felt great about it. I feel like what we did today is going to make me a faster, quicker player.
Did it take you time to buy into the program?
No, not at all. I mean, Chip is very, very good, and the strength staff is good at explaining why we're doing what we're doing, and everything, you know, makes sense. And it's all for us. I mean, it's all to make us better players. And if you don't want to be a better player or perform better on Sundays, I don't really understand, you know, why you're doing this.
But, I mean, there are veterans who've had success in the league, and maybe they would look at an unusual approach, something that's different than what they've had in the past, and kind of be skeptical.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had some success, but I want to have more success. So I guess I'm open to new ideas and figuring out how I can, you know, get better.
Fans want to know this. Describe kind of in the locker room what you're feeling with this group. The next step. What is the next step for this football team?
The next step? I mean, the feeling in the locker room is positive, but, you know, I think there's kind of a chip on our shoulder as far as, you know, improving on last year. I know we finished the second half of the season well, which were, you know, is something positive to look at. Did not get it done in the playoffs, started the season a little rough. So I think the focus is, you know, continue to get the, well, for us, get the defense back in, get ahead of it sooner than we did last year, and just improve on all the small things and get off to a better start this year.
How did you react after the playoff loss? Did it stick with you for a while?
Yeah, it hurt because I thought we should have won that game. You know, that's what I mean. As long if you play hard and give it everything you got, you know, you can get over it, which I think we did, and I did get over it. But I think it hurt because I think, you know, we could have beat the Saints. And, you know, I don't know what we would have done after that, but I think we definitely should have moved on from that.
Did you watch the rest of the playoffs?
Yeah, I watched them.
Pain? Envy?
Well, I mean, you admire a defense like Seattle. I mean, I don't take anything away from them. What they did in the Super Bowl, you know, I like to see as a defensive player. So, you know, it does hurt to watch those games. I think the second round when the Saints played, I think that really hurt because I thought we should have been in that game. But after that, I'm still like everybody else. I enjoy watching football. So I watched all the playoff games.
I think it's really remarkable the way the Saints, rather the Seahawks, came together as a defense in an era where you are severely hampered by the rules. that defense still, you know, leads the way for championships.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what they say. Defense win championships, and you can go throughout the season and give up some yards or give up some points here in these, you know, in certain games when you, you know, face some of these, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks. But at the end of the day, when everybody's locked in to go through a playoffs to win a Super Bowl, it's really, you know, positive to see defense win a championship.
Connor, a lot of changes in the locker room. You know all the stories out there. How does the locker room react to established veterans who've been here? Jason Avant, who everybody loved, DeSean Jackson, who very productive player. How's it work in the locker room, that dynamic?
Well, I think it's you know, for younger guys, it's a little weird, I guess, for guys that were rookies or maybe even second-year guys, but I don't think so. It only takes you a year to realize how this business works. And every single year there's a turnover. And when things happen, you know, you don't try to figure out why they happen. You trust in your management and your coaches. And then you just get focused on your team and get focused on the guys that are in the locker room. So I think you rely on some leadership to do that. But guys quickly learn how this NFL offseason works.
Yeah, if you lose your focus and your focus is keeping your job, then you've let yourself down. You let your team down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Connor, thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Good
always
seeing you. I'll
good,
see
always
you.
Good to talk.
Always
hey,
good.
Happy Earth Day, man.
Thank you, brother. And you're welcome here anytime you want, okay?
Okay, sounds
Connor,
good.
Our mi casa su casa, right?
I'm taking Spanish.
Yeah, I'm just making it up. Connor Barwin in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.